Now we're in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16.
好，我们现在讲到这个马太福音七章十六节。
You shall know them by their fruits.
你应该要从他们所结的果子来了解他们。
Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles?
然后就像荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
Now we see this analogy used quite a few times in scripture actually.
这种比喻呢在圣经里面常常用。
The Bible often uses nature to teach.
就是圣经常常以大自然的一些状态来教导我们。
If you plant down an apple tree, an apple seed, you expect to get apples, obviously.
你到一个苹果树上你当然是摘苹果。
And what Jesus is saying here,Like thorns and thistles, these are very unproductive things. You can't do anything with them, they're just a nuisance. And you can't get grapes and figs from thorns or thistles.
而像这个荆棘或者是棘藜这种是非常没有价值的植物，所以你也不可能从里面可以得到有价值的果子。
Now that's quite obvious, but now we have to take that, what Jesus is saying, and say, well, how does that apply to what he's talking about?
所以从这样的一个举例里面大家就可以很理解耶稣基督在讲什么。
Okay, well the fact is fruit and the spiritual life comes in many forms.
而所谓的这个属灵的果子啊其实它有各种形式的。
And like in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the fruits of the spirit and then you have the fruit of the flesh. Like the fruits of the spirit, for example, things like when you live the spiritual life, you're going to produce things like happiness and peace.And mercy and things like this.
就是所谓的果实啊其实是有很多种形式的。那就像那个在那个加拉太书里面所说的属灵的果实或者是属肉体的果实。
Right. And like fruits of the spirit, of the spiritual life, is talking about you take the word of God into your soul under the filling of the Holy Spirit and you learn how to produceHappiness and love and peace and faith and things like this.
啊，所谓的属灵的果实呢，就是当你从神的话语中学习，而且经由圣灵的这个协助呢，你能够真正的结出爱、和平、温柔、节制等等这些就是好的果子。
Any kind of spiritual fruit can only be produced by the spiritual life. That means only believers can produce spiritual fruit.
而任何属灵的果子呢，它一定是经由属灵的生命才能长得出来。而属灵的生命一定是一个属灵的基督徒才会有的。
An unbeliever can have happiness, but it's not going to be the happiness that comes from God.
对于一个不信神的人他可以结出快乐但是这种快乐绝对不是属神的快乐。
And an unbeliever can have, let's say, righteousness, but it's not the righteousness of God.
而一个不信神的人呢他也可以有公义但是这个公义一定不是属神的公义。
Only a believer, meaning a person who believes in Jesus Christ, can achieve the righteousness of God. He's not producing it. God produces it. But he can attain the righteousness of God.
而一个属神一个基督徒呢他才有能力有机会他能够承接神的公义而成就神的公义。
And actually that's a very important principle you have to remember. When we talk about spiritual fruit, really the Christian does not produce the fruit.
这个刚刚讲的这个概念很重要的是什么呢？就是即使你是一个基督徒，你也不是创造所谓的属灵的果子的，你是成就神所给你的，承接，然后成就神所给你的属灵的果实。
Yeah, see, God is producing that fruit through you, through your positive volition, because of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
而我们一个可以承接以及成就神的属灵的果实是因为我们有着正向的自由意志就是属神的 yes 对神的意志说 yes 的那个自由意志才有机会成就神 的属灵的果实。
But the unbeliever, again, they can pretend as a false believer, as a false prophet, sorry. Yeah, they can pretend that they're a child of God. They can pretend that they're a great Christian.
但是那些假基督徒呢，他是可以假装他是有圣灵，有圣灵充满，他可以假装他是神的孩子。
But the fact is, these people are not going to be teaching grace because they didn't understand grace. They never believed in Jesus Christ. They're going to be teaching about religious works.
而这些人呢，他也可以，因为他是假的先知嘛，就是假的教师，所有东西他或许都可以假装懂而来教导你，但他有一件事情他是绝对不会懂的，就是救恩。所以他不理解那个恩典这件事情是来自神白白给我们的这个恩典，因此他们常常在教导上面就会变成在教导要以事工来得到。
I'll give you one example. When I was becoming a Christian, I'll say becoming a Christian because for me it was a very weird process because nobody ever gave me the gospel message properly.
所以听要讲他自己的一个经验啊，就是当年他在成为一个基督徒的过程中，其实还没有任何人真正给他一个正确的福音。
And I knew there was something about the Bible, there's something about Jesus Christ, but I didn't know what. But I was asking Christians, and different Christians would give me their different ideas about what a Christian should do and how a Christian should behave, for example.
那因为他并没有被正确的教导，所以他常常就觉得怪怪的，然后就会去问很多人有关说一个基督徒应该怎么样。那很多人都会给他很多的说法。
But nobody really clearly gave me this message to say, well, if you believed in Jesus Christ, then you're saved. For about 6 months, I was going around these different churches. Nobody ever really told me that.
他呢，在那时候呢，就是想要变成基督徒的过程中，他在有六个月啊，一直在各个教会中游走，然后学习，然后很多人都教他说要做一个什么样的人才像个基督徒，但是就没有人跟他说，他就是要信耶稣基督就会变成。
People saying I had to go up to the front of the church and then I had to have people put their hands on head and pray for me.
有人会跟他讲说，哦，你一定要每一次去聚会的时候，一定要坐在教会的第一排，然后要让这个牧师呢摸着你的头帮你祷告等等的。
And confess to people that I was a Christian and things like that.
然后呢，要跟大家这个宣告自己是基督徒。
I had one experience, and this was in a charismatic church. These are the people that believe in the speaking in tongues.
有一段时间是去一个讲很重讲方言的一个这个所谓灵恩派的一个教会。
And yeah, it seemed quite mystical, and every time I'd go there, I'd hear these people speaking in a strange voice, and they're running around and dancing, and like I mentioned in the last lesson, it was quite chaotic. But I thought, well, maybe this is part of the Christian living experience.
然后在那个时候呢，他去那个教会，就是大家都是好像很神秘，然后会讲方言，会跳灵舞、灵歌、唱灵歌，对，就是好像。他我不知道怎么形容，就反正他就意思就是说让他觉得好像那就是所谓的一个基督徒该有的一个状态。
And people came up to me and said, Tim, do you want to speak in tongues? Do you want to have this close relationship with God?
然后有人会就到他听的面前说，哎，你要不要开始学习用方言讲话？你要不要跟神更靠近？
I remember one of the people actually saying to me, until you speak in tongues, it means you're not really saved.
而且有人告诉他说，如果你没有讲方言的话，你就没有真正得救。
That's false information right there.
这就完全就是错误的这个讯息。
But they said some verse, I think they mixed up a few verses from the Bible to say that if you're saved, you have the Spirit, and to show that you have the Spirit, you have to be speaking in tongues, something like that.
他们就好像把一些这个经句混在一起来讲出这个讯息，就是说你要有圣灵充满，你一定会讲方言，所以如果你不会讲方言，你就不会圣灵充满，代表你还没有得救。
And then they tried to teach me how to speak in tongues.
然后他们就开始教他如何说方言。
Why should you have to learn how to speak in tongues? If it's something the Holy Spirit gives you, and we read about it in the book of Acts, for example, nobody was taught how to speak in tongues.
那如果圣灵充满就会讲方言，为什么还要来教他讲方言呢？就像那个使徒行传里面就有讲到，那个五旬节的时候是圣灵就来了，就他们就讲方言了，是不需要被教的。
Well, what was the fruit of these people? From my experience in this church, their fruit was confusion and chaos and noise. There was no gospel message.
所以对听现在来分析当时那些人，他们的所谓的果子就是混淆、混乱，还有吵闹的声音，它并没有真正结出属于圣灵的果子。
Yeah, what their fruit should have been if they'd given a good gospel message was they would have produced other Christians, really, for by presenting the gospel message.
而如果他们真的有所谓的圣灵的果子的话，这他们应该要给到的是真正的福音，而创造更多的相信耶稣基督的这些信徒。
They had a lot of young people coming into the church because it was quite a young person's church, a lot of students. It was very exciting. They had a social atmosphere, I guess, which was why the numbers were increasing.
而那个样的教会，他们当时呢是吸引了非常多的年轻人，而且就是越来越多年轻人去。
But again, there's no spiritual fruit. It was just like chaos and noise.
但是在他现在看来是没有产生所谓圣灵的果实的。反而是造成了一些混乱、混淆跟吵闹。
Okay, now Matthew 7:17 gives the same kind of effect. Even so, every good tree brings good fruit. Now he's giving it from an opposite point of view.
然后呢，所以在马太福音7:17呢，就说呢，凡好树都结好果子。
Okay, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit.
而坏树呢，就结坏果子。
Okay, and literally the word porneiros here is evil. Religion, we know, is evil. So I guess he's referring to that.
所以这边的这个希腊文所用的其实坏果子是用的是邪恶的果子。
And you have the word poie here, which actually means to make. It's literally producing. It's making this evil fruit.
所以他这边用的那个动词是制造，所以是制造邪恶的果实。
Like a mother or father, they teach their child religion. You know, if you go to the temple and you give food to the statues and you bow down to the statues, you'll have a good future and you'll go to heaven. That's evil. That's evil fruit.
就像如果说父母亲教导小孩子，要他小孩子到佛像什么前面去奉献果实，然后拜参拜那些偶像佛像的话，他就是从父母亲的角度是在创造了邪恶的果子在他的孩子的身上。
And in Matthew 7:18, Jesus says it again, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit.
然后马太福音7:18呢，耶稣又说了，好树不会结坏果子。
And a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. A religious person is not going to give the gospel.
而坏树不能结好果子，所以那些宗教型的这些人是绝对不会结出好果子的。
And an unbeliever cannot produce any kind of divine fruit.
而任何非基督徒绝对不可能生出圣洁的、神圣的、圣灵的果实。
Remember, this whole context here is talking about believers and unbelievers, talking about salvation, and really a false gospel message from the false prophet.
所以这整章马太福音七章的十三节以后的这些都在谈的是什么呢？是不信神的，跟假装信神的，跟所谓真正的基督徒的差别。
Okay, get down to Matthew 7:19. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit, meaning a person is unsaved, this is referring to the unbeliever, is cut down and thrown into the fire. This is talking about, you know, the tree here is the person, really. And thrown into the fire, this is talking about the lake of fire. This is the judgment.
而马太福音七章十九节讲到说，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢到火里。他其实在讲的这个树就是指的是人，就是指的是不信耶稣基督的人。这些人他将来就是会被送到火湖里要烧死。
Okay, we'll just move fairly quickly through here. Matthew 7:20. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them.
因此呢，凭着他们的果子，你就可以认出他们是谁。
And for example, if you go into a church And you're hearing people and they're giving religious messages, but there's no gospel message. Well, you know, that's one thing that tells you, you know, this person does not know the gospel message. That's how you know they're a religious person.
所以呢，你到了一个教会，如果呢，你得到的很多讯息都是有关宗教性的一些讯息，要你怎么样是用事工来服侍神等等的话，你就知道他们是不会结出好果子了，因为他就是一个宗教性的单位。
Now you get it with religious people, and like the Pharisees were a classic example. You know, they dressed up in the very pretty religious clothes, and they did the rituals, and a lot of people are attracted to that.
就像法利赛人就是一个最好的例子，他们穿着非常华丽的圣袍，然后呢，讲出满口的神圣的话语，这个其实是对某些人来讲是非常吸引人的。
But the obvious question would be to ask these, if you ask the people that follow the Pharisees, that were, you know, listening to the teachings of the Pharisees, are you going to heaven? It's a good question to ask someone if you're giving the gospel. Are you going to heaven?
所以像这样子的人，这样教会的宗教人士的领导人，你去问他说，我们这些基督徒是不是可以到天堂？你从他的回答就能判断他是属于宗教的人还是真正的基督徒。
And any religious person, this is really, there's no exceptions. They will say, well, I hope I'm good enough to get to heaven. You know, I'm following the laws and I'm following the rules and I think God might let me into heaven.
那这些所谓宗教性的人呢，他们就会说，我是非常遵守神的律法，按照神的旨意在生活。所以我非常希望，我也认为我应该有机会上天堂。这种就是宗教人士的回答。
There's really no hope. If you say I'm not sure, well, obviously that means you don't know. Whereas the gospel message makes you 100% confident that you're going to heaven.
他如果说我希望，或者说我期待我等等的这种词，就代表他真的不说，或者说他说我不确定，好，这样的词就代表他完全不在那个状态内。因为任何的真正的基督徒，他都要非常清楚他的福音就是，当他成为基督徒的真的相信耶稣基督的那一刻，他就得到了救恩，就会去天堂。
Now I've taught this word quite a few times. This is elpis. The Greek word is translated usually as hope.It's one of the fruits, actually, is hope. But really, hope is not a very good word, and we need to translate that as absolute confidence.
所以呢，我们要知道啊，在圣灵的果实里面有一个是盼望。好，盼望这个词，它其实不是应该翻译成希望啊什么的。它的重点是在于绝对的信心。
Yeah, I've given you verses before, and you know, Paul might say, you know, we have these things, we have faith and hope and love, but they shouldn't translate elpis as hope. They should translate as absolute confidence, meaning we are absolutely sure, guaranteed that we will go to heaven. Absolute confidence.
所以这个盼望，我们不管怎么样，都应该要改变它的翻译，要变成是完全的信心，因为。原来的希腊文所用的字就是绝对的信心，不是一个哦，我的希望，我的盼望。
Yeah, but these religious people, well, yeah, I'm not so sure. I hope I can go to heaven.
但是那些宗教性的人呢，他就说啊，我不是很确定哎，我希望我能上天堂。
And these days it's the same. You know, you have the Pope and the Catholic priests and these kind of people. They dress up in the religious clothes. They talk about Jesus Christ. But you ask their disciples, you say, are you going to heaven? They say, well, maybe. I hope so. You know, and I've spent a lot of time with Catholics in the Philippines. And the answer is pretty much always the same. I hope so.
那个 Tim 呢，在菲律宾其实跟很多天主教的人士啊，都有生活在一起的经验，那大部分这些人你问他说会不会上天堂的话，他们也都是不确定的，他们都是觉得啊，我希望我能的。
Okay, so we're talking about the fruits of these religious people, these false prophets, talking about Jesus Christ, and they have the pictures of Jesus Christ everywhere, they give them some Bible verses, but they are the false prophets.
所以这些人呢，常常就是成为了那种假先知哈，他们就是 也会给一些圣经送人，然后会教导，但是他们其实对于神跟他的关系是没有信心，他也没有确信他已经得到了完整的救恩。
And that brings us to the verse here. This is where we're working up to, Matthew 7:21.
好，经由前面所讲的，就到了我们真正的最后的那个主题，是马太福音7:21的金句。
See, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以呢，他说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不是都能进天国。
But only he that does the will of my Father.
所以唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Okay, and again, it's the false prophets. You have these people, they're unbelievers themselves, and they don't know how to give the gospel message properly. They're probably doing all kinds of things in the church. And people think this guy's a Christian. They're saying, Lord, Lord, but they're not believers.
所以呢，这边在讲的就是那些所谓宗教性的人，他其实嘴里喊着主啊主啊，但是其实他们并没有真正相信。
But it's only those who do the will of my Father.
所以这边讲说，只有遵行我天父意志的。
What is the will of the Father?
但是什么是神的意志？
You take Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
就《使徒行传》16:31所说的就是神天父的意志，就是相信耶稣基督的。
See, the will of God is given to us in commands. So we know what the will of God is when God commands you to do something.
And 神给我们的旨意是非常清楚的，就是你要相信耶稣基督这个旨意。
So if it's a command, you have to do that. That's the will of God.
这个是一个命令，所以所谓的命令就是你要遵行。
Okay, and it's probably not very clear in the English, maybe even not the Chinese, but in Acts 16:31, it's very clear it uses the imperative mood in the Greek. Believe, you have to believe.
在这个中文或英文的圣经翻译里面呢，都没有把那个命令句啊表达得很好，但实际上在希腊文里面是表达得非常清楚，就你必须，你我命令你，我们要相信耶稣基督。
Okay, and there's another verse here. This is John 6:40.
另外有一段经句说约翰福音6:40。
Okay, and Jesus is talking here, this is the will of him that sent me. So this is the will of God, God the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life.
所以因为我父亲的旨意或者说命令是叫一切见子而信他的人得永生。
Okay, so that takes us back. You know, when you look at Matthew 7:21,Not everyone will enter into heaven, but only those who do the will of God. So we're talking about salvation. The context is salvation. The context is you have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the will of God.
所以回到马太福音7:21，他说你要听天父的旨意而行，其实指的就是我们要相信耶稣基督的这个旨意。
And also remember, you also have 1 Timothy 2:3-4. It tells us the will of God is that nobody should perish, but that all believe in Jesus
Christ.
Sorry, which one? 1 Timothy 2:3-4.
提摩太前书2:3-4.
God is not willing for any to perish, but for all to have everlasting life. That's sort of the context. God does not want anybody to go to the lake of fire. That's what it's saying.
就是神他不会愿意任何人被灭亡，也就是说不会愿意任何一个人去到火湖里被烧死。
And also 2 Peter 3:9.
还有这个彼得后书3:9也有讲。
It says the same thing. God doesn't want anybody to perish. The will of God is that you believe in Jesus Christ.
所以就是重复的在强调呢，人不会希望任何人会灭亡的，只要你相信耶稣基督的人，你就得永生。
We're coming up to 8:40. If we have a quick 5-minute break, and we'll start up again at 8:45 for the last 15 minutes.
我们8:45回来，就休息5分钟，很快的就回来。